New research finds that a popular herbal medication does not actually help people who suffer from severe depression. The study of the common flowering plant, St. John's wort, appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
It's really a weed with a yellow flower, ubiquitous in certain parts of this country and in Europe. Centuries ago, people used it to heal injuries and ward off evil spirits. Recently, some studies have suggested that St. John's wort can help people with mild depression. But when it comes to severe depression, this study finds St. John's wort ineffective. Dr. Robert Califf directs the Duke Clinical Research Institute, which conducted the study of 340 severely depressed patients. After 2 months, those taking St. John's wort weren't any better than those taking a placebo or sugar pill. And those taking the herbal medications, says Califf, suffered a number of significant side effects.
Those included sexual dysfunction, for one, frequent urination, for another, and a feeling of body swelling.
Califf says when all the evidence is gathered, it adds up to a resounding negative for St. John's wort, especially when compared to well-proven remedies like antidepressants.
Before anyone should take St. John's wort as a substitute for medicines that are known to be effective, we would really need a positive study. What we have here now are two negative studies in a row, and that's pretty definitive.
Califf is referring to a study published last year. Its findings were the same. There was no difference between patients taking a placebo and those taking St. John's wort. In this study, patients were also compared to those taking a popular antidepressant, Zoloft. And after 2 months, the Zoloft patients weren't much better either, although Califf says they were slightly better.
Simple things like sleeping better, having a better appetite, feeling better about going to work, and feel better about interpersonal relationships. All those trended in the right direction for Zoloft, just as they have in most other clinical trials that have been done.
Califf points out that patients were taking an unusually low dose of Zoloft, which might have contributed to their relatively poor outcome. On the other hand, patients on St. John's wort were taking a particularly high dose. Meanwhile, there is an important caveat. Both of the St. John's wort studies focused on people with depression so severe they were unable to function. For example, they were overwhelmed by sadness, unable to get out of bed, go to work, go to school, or maintain relationships. The jury's still out on whether St. John's wort can help people who feel just a little down or negative. Studies thus far have been small and somewhat flawed. With large-scale objective research, University of Pittsburgh psychiatrist Dr. David Kupfer says St. John's wort could still prove useful as an adjunct to traditional therapy.
If one prescribes antidepressant medication and one has a good positive response, but not a complete recovery. The question always comes up with most clinicians, if you will, as well as patients and family members, whether one should prescribe something else in order to achieve complete recovery. And that means, do you add that to the initial treatment?
Kupfer says there are some studies underway aimed at answering that very question. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.